Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4572.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say my father has had a great influence on me throughout my life. Basically has instilled me with a work ethic. He's imparted to me the importance of working hard at every task you take on, no matter what it is.
What do you aspire to be?
Most of all, a knowledgeable person, I think. I think it's important to recognize how little one knows relative to what there is to know. So if I can try to even close that gap a little bit. But professionally speaking, I'd like to be an economist.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think generally speaking, I am a good person, trusting, empathetic. I consider myself to be pretty easygoing.
What types of things make you happy?
Honestly, solitude generally makes me happy. With the hectic schedule, it's nice to have a little bit of time, free time to yourself. Other than that, a nice sunny day makes me happy. Soccer, hanging out with friends, those types of things.
What types of things make you sad?
Homework, above all, currently makes me very sad. But on a more serious note, I think that seeing injustice and seeing wrongs that are difficult to right, or people being cynical about whether those wrongs can be righted, that makes me pretty sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I come from a relatively ordinary, boring world, at least from my perspective. It's just the typical family, and one sibling, but I did have a pretty close extended family, and I think that's helped me to be who I am today. Being close to family and valuing family is a big part of my life as well.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think that I've noticed over the course of my life that I tend to have a little bit more empathy than others, or maybe more than average. I'm not sure how that is, but I think it's also the case in my mother, so it's likely that I may have acquired that from her. I don't know that I've developed it necessarily, but I've embraced it. I think it's a good thing to be empathetic. So,
what do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think one of the most admirable qualities a person can possess would be honesty. The why is just because it's necessary for trust, and trust is necessary for life in general. So I think honesty is pretty much the most admirable quality.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
The quality I like least, starting there, would be I tend to procrastinate. That's a horrifying thing to do, especially for a student. Quality that I like best, I think that I'm a hardworking person. I like that quality.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
As I mentioned before, my father was a big proponent of hard work, no matter what the task is, how mundane it might seem. So the value of hard work and always putting your best foot forward and really working your hardest and giving all your effort in every task that you encounter, that's probably above all most instilled in me from my parents.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Generally, just a casual sort of dinner at somebody's house is the best way to spend time with my family. We just sit around and chat and play games afterwards or whatever. Just nothing fancy, just a casual dinner and hanging out.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was this gift so special?
That would have to be when my grandfather gave me a car for my birthday. I think it was my 18th, and it's special because an 18-year-old getting a car for free is was pretty incredible at the time, and probably the best gift I've ever gotten. It'll be tough to top.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
As a kid, I really liked to read. Unusually, I enjoyed doing math as a kid, less so now, but that was something I enjoyed. I also liked football. I was big time into football as a kid. What else? Science, I think, as a kid, I was really curious about biology in general.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
In reverse order, I don't have a favorite literary character, at least not one that comes to mind. The type of books I tend to enjoy are nonfiction. It seems to me that I gain a lot more from reading something that is nonfiction. But as to a favorite book, I do really like dystopian fiction also. 1984, Animal Farm, are ones that have had a pretty big impact on me.
What is your favorite word and why?
That's a tricky question. Favorite word. I don't think I have an answer for that one.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
A book I'm currently reading, I guess if that counts, is Trotsky. It's a biography of Leon Trotsky by Robert Service. Favorite character would be the subject, I suppose, Leon Trotsky.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The most recent movie I saw was Zero Dark Thirty, and I did enjoy it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I am an absolute fanatic for soccer. I'll watch any game I can, anytime anything is on. I love soccer.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I enjoy reading. I enjoy playing soccer, watching soccer. I enjoy listening to music and, generally speaking, just hanging out with friends.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think I have the potential to be creative. I have played music in the past. I'd like to get back to that because I think that is one of the few ways I can access my creativity or my creative side. But that has been the way through music is the way I tend to express my creativity.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I don't think so, not that I recall.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced and its impact on you.
An ethical dilemma I was occurred at work. I had been working at a particular place for quite some time and gotten to know people there fairly well, my coworkers, and I unfortunately witnessed one of my coworkers stealing from the company at some point, and this person was a really great friend of mine, and that is an obvious dilemma. I had to decide what to do, and obviously I had to be honest about it, and so I fessed up, and that was a difficult situation, obviously, but I think it was for the best, and the person actually appreciated the honesty, and it was, in the end, it was worthwhile.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I would have to say Christopher Hitchens would be a person I would have really enjoyed having a discussion with. I think he was one of the brightest public figures of recent times for sure, and just a wealth of knowledge on most any topic. Anytime I've ever heard him talk, it would be really amazing to have spoken with him.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its influence on you.
you know, my first experience with college was an interesting one. It was, you know, my first time away from home and first time sort of being accountable for myself and for my studies, and it was an incredibly well, it was a growth experience for me. You know, it started out a little bit shaky, but you learn a lot from that type of situation. So it's helped me mature and grow as a person.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Well, I did stop attending college for a little while, and I would say that the risk was going back. I had a full-time job. I was making, you know, enough money to get by, and I decided to basically stop that, quit my job, and go back to school. And I think that was most definitely the right thing to do for my future.
Is there a work of art, piece of literature, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Science in general, or scientific phenomenon, is unsettling somewhat. When you think about cosmology, astronomy, the vastness of the universe, I think is challenging. If one takes the time to really think about those things, which I do. So science in general, if I can be that vague, I think is can be unsettling or challenging, but in a healthy way, in a good way.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
I guess sort of follows from the last question. I think I wouldn't say an epiphany. I'm not, but I do think that science has a capacity to really expand one's horizons and increase their knowledge, and it can open one's eyes to do a lot that they were previously blind to. I think that's the case for me.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, I think I would like to be, I would say, probably swimming in the Mediterranean would be great right now.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I think I would have to say my family in general is a good crew to be with.
What is your approach to life?
That's kind of a tough question. I think my approach would be to not be afraid to admit how ignorant I can be. I think it's only that way that you can really start to learn and gain knowledge. That's generally speaking, broadly my approach to life. But also just work hard and do your best at every task.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life was probably a breakup that I had after several years of a fairly long-term relationship. I mean, this was basically overcome. I didn't really do much to overcome it. I think it was just time that heals wounds. But my perspective was definitely changed as a result. I think it can be an experience that helps one to mature and realize that you have to be happy with yourself before you can really be happy with someone else. And I think that's an important part or an important piece to be gained from the entire experience.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think it is in the works right now. I am very close to graduation, and that's an incredibly rewarding thing to even think about at this point, just a little while away from that.
Who is your favorite actor?
I think that Robert Redford has done some really great work. Dustin Hoffman in his day, too. I can't really say favorite, though.
What is your favorite dinner?
Spaghetti wins.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
My sister and I really loved to play Life and Chutes and Ladders. Both of those were just constantly out and pieces scattered all about the floor.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I guess getting an arm full of tattoos would be pretty crazy to most people, so that tops the list.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I grind coffee. That is almost the first thing I do every single morning, is get that coffee ready.
What is your favorite season and why?
I love fall. Fall's the best. The leaves are beautiful. And let's see, I like wearing sweaters.
What matters to you most?
Two things, I think. Family is incredibly important to me. Having people around that I care about and that care about me. But also knowledge, learning.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Yeah, on a grand scale, I think freedom is incredibly important and can be taken for granted. It's definitely something worth fighting for, and that is a great cause.
If you were a superhero, who would you be, and what would your superpower be?
If I could choose an existing superhero, I would pick Batman for sure. I've been obsessed with Batman for several years. But if I had to invent one of my own, I think I would be... My power would be having a mind similar to a computer and be able to just search for information and have it downloaded to my brain instantly would be pretty amazing. I don't know what I'd be called, though.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
That's tough. I would probably visit the offices of most of my professors while they were writing my exams and take a peek, just to help out, of course, with my last semester. But I'm not sure.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
It's not a topic I know enough about, unfortunately, but I know that what I do know is that my great grandparents came from Germany. I know very little about how they got here or about that journey. But
you're majoring in economics. When did you first become interested in this field?
I have been interested in economics for quite some time. I had a great instructor several years back that really sort of spurred me to major in economics. I had an interest. I was always geeking out on sort of the latest GDP figures, unemployment numbers, that type of thing. But it was not until this instructor that I really thought, hey, this could be a career. And I've been interested in politics, public affairs, that type of thing. So economics just seemed to me to be... There's a lot of politics in economics and vice versa, I suppose. And so it seemed to be a more quantitative degree, more marketable maybe, but that has a lot of overlap with politics.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I hope to be gainfully employed. I do have some connections that I'm sort of working through right now to try to set up some interviews and basically just find employment right away. I had thought about grad school, but I think I'll have to put that off for a little bit. Employment would be my plan.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Broadly speaking, I would like to be an economist. I think that if I were to go on and get a PhD, that's certainly a viable option. There are several, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Bureau of Economic Analysis, one of the larger agencies like that would be a great place for me to work.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
After 10 years in the private sector, I would retire to being a professor. Family, I'm not entirely sure. I don't have solid plans, at least not on that front. Travel, I would have liked to have done significantly more than I have so far in the next 10 years.
What would you consider a romantic evening?
I think dinner would be part of it, but not going out necessarily. Maybe one person making dinner for the other, or a collaboration. I think that gives an opportunity to interact and do something together that's an activity at the same time, that I think adds a little bit more to the experience than just going out. Just hanging out and having a good discussion, getting to know each other.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I look for someone who is reasonably confident with themselves and is an honest and trustworthy person. That's of primary importance. And someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously either.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think if it's not too cheesy to just say, you know, to treat them with respect, I think that is the nicest thing that you can really do. Be honest and respect that person.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I think it's a necessary service to provide, and if I can do something to help out other people in any way, then I think, and it doesn't unreasonably put a burden on me, then I think I probably should do that. So.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4572.